Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs. Gildan Audio is proud to present Green Recovery. Get lean, get smart, and emerge from the downturn on top. Written and read by Andrew Winston.
Introduction. Green Recovery. 5 days before he took over as CEO of the world's largest retailer in early 2009, Walmart executive Mike Duke stood in front of his employees and described how different the world is today. He said it's a troubling time, with new leaders, new ideas, and a global economic crisis. Nobody, Duke said, is insulated from this situation. For the most part, his talk was what you'd expect to hear from a CEO during a recession. But then Duke went a different direction and asked the hundreds of employees in the room and the many thousands watching online, "Sustainability is even more critical now, isn't it?" Duke described the many environmental projects Walmart remained committed to, such as reducing transportation costs and energy use across the company. To make his point as obvious as possible, he summed up, "My message to you today, I hope, will be real clear. We want to accelerate our efforts in sustainability. We want to broaden our efforts." This does not sound like a company slowing down its green efforts because of a recession. So why is the CEO of a $400 billion company thinking green at a time like this? Because the smartest companies are recommitting to sustainability and using environmental thinking not only to stay profitable, but also to drive innovation and help customers through dark times. The best organizations are preparing to emerge from the downturn better off than their competitors. To be sure, in tough times, it's hard to prioritize anything but staying alive. But survival and sustainability are truly not at odds. In fact, sustainability is at the very core of survival. No company or society can last unless it cares for all of its resources and capital, human, financial, and environmental. Green thinking can help spur an economic recovery, both for companies and for countries. I'm not talking about the kind of recovery that moves you into the intensive care unit for 24-hour support. I'm thinking more about the type of comeback that U.S. sprinter Gail Devers made in the early 1990s. While training for the 1988 Olympics, Devers fell ill and was later diagnosed with a thyroid condition called Graves' disease. After radiation therapy, she went on to win 3 gold medals in the 1992 and 1996 games. In a Devers kind of recovery, you come back stronger than ever. The hard times propel some people and some organizations to greatness. As Fortune magazine writer Jeff Colvin put it in a January 2009 article about managing in tough times,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"